two, three words can be.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
From Talkers Magazine on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, each week we present Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of the program, to overview the charts for the previous week. So we have the week of January 24th in our sights right now. Michael will go through what the big stories are, the topics, if you will, the people that everybody's talking about. And then there are always two or three different things. The nuance of great conversation on radio or television, the new media, is that you can find, you can go down, it may sound like this story is about this, but good, clever talk radio people take it in that direction. You'll learn a lot. That's what is educational and, I think, entertaining. What makes good talk radio educational and entertaining? Let's see if Michael
All in the nuance. That's the difference between great talk radio and average talk radio. Here are the 10 most talked about stories of the week. At number 10, we have the National Football League playoffs. At number 9, we have the Rahm Emanuel ballot controversy. At number 8, we have the Russian terror attack. At number 7, we have U.S. cop shootings. We have that assault on talk media still going on at number 6. Egypt violence at number 5. Number 4, U.S.-China relations. Number 3, health care reform repeal. Number 2, the national debt tied with the financial crisis report. And number 1 was the State of the Union address. 10 most talked about people. At number 10, we have quarterback Jay Cutler from the Bears. We have Rush Limbaugh at number 9, Sarah Palin at 8. At number 7, Hosni Mubarak. At number 6, Bill Clinton tied with George W. Bush. Alan Greenspan is at number 5. Ben Bernanke at number 4. Timothy Geithner, a bunch of familiar names, at number 3. John Boehner at 2. And number 1, guess who? Barack Obama.
All right, so the story from the Congressional Budget Office and the American financial realities, not just being talked about on the business or money talk radio programs, but all over the place. You just mentioned, I think, 3 or 4 of those names out of the top 10 were all people that were concerned about the status of finances in America or the health of the American economy and how much in debt we are. And what I wonder, Michael, sometimes is we've become, with radio and television and the new media, so indebted, if you will, or wrapped around the experts. And one wonders, and this has been part of the controversy, you've been asked about this a number of times in interviews from people who don't really get what this media is all about, but the essence of you sort of explaining the difference between somebody who's an expert and a talking head. We get them both on talk radio and talk television now. And they kind of, they flavor the debate, they color the debate, they may cloud the debate, you think?
Yeah, well, there are 3 categories of people. This is very interesting. There are legitimate newsmakers who you see talked about or as guests on news talk television and radio. Legitimate newsmakers, people in government, people who are involved in stories, people who have firsthand connections to the stories. Then you have the professional talking heads, and they are people that have interesting takes on things. They may not know what they're talking about, but they're kind of good copy, and they make for the show business aspect of it. So they're the, you know, the paid analysts, the regulars, the guests, the talking heads. And then you have true experts, people that are in academia, people that are in science, people that are economists, and they're usually boring, so you don't see them too often. So the true experts don't really get to the media. The paid professional opinionators make for great copy, but quite often they haven't got a clue. And then you have the real newsmakers, who sometimes they have a clue because they're there and it's happening, or you find out they're there, it's happening, and they don't know what they're doing. And that's basically how I see it.
Maybe there's a fourth category that I didn't get to, and that is the person who's selling something, promoting something, an expert who's selling a book about health or cooking, or somebody's got another overview of the Reagan administration or wherever it may be. There maybe is a movie out or this. There's something that needs to be plugged, so those people become part of the discourse themselves.
That's very interesting that you're saying that. And quite often when I'm having conversations with people about the guests on their shows, I often ask, what are they selling? And there are two types of guests now, if you break it down. Those that go to the radio station and go to the television station and offer themselves as guests, and those that have to be sought after to become guests. They're not selling anything. You follow what I mean?
Right. Yeah. No, I think that's an excellent distinguishing characteristic. Now, let's go to politics and Chicago, because this is a great side story. It you can wrap all kinds of the Obama folks that don't like the Democrats and the way Chicago has been run. There's a really interesting character analysis here, and it isn't just aimed at one person, but the people who have run Chicago or run Illinois politics. So controversial. We think of Illinois oftentimes as this wonderful kind of bucolic state. It's a great agricultural state. But northern Illinois, different than the rest of the state, and it's so typically Chicago to see the Rahm Emanuel thing come up this week with him. I think it was number 8 on the list. Here he is, or his name was number 8 on the list of people being talked about. This guy who was has been Obama's confidant, was a congressman, was a Clinton confidant, has inveigled his way into politics in any way that he could because he's interested in power and control. So he decides last fall he wants to run for the mayor of Chicago, wants to get out, and they make a deal with Daley to make his brother the new replacement for Emanuel, and to get Richard Daley out of the political scene. So Emanuel, I mean, the story of Chicago politics and how they keep mixing it up, it's a stew, and it's so obvious what goes on there. It doesn't make any difference, although they're all Democrats, what era we're talking about. It's the same thing over and over, generation after generation.
Yeah, having never lived in Illinois or having never lived in Chicago, I only hear of this. I've never experienced it firsthand. And certainly I do know that politics is corrupt everywhere, not always, hopefully, but that every area has its you know, taste of corruption here and there. So Chicago and Illinois does not have a monopoly on corruption, but it sure does seem that Chicago and Illinois have quite a history and reputation for this, and it makes you wonder why. I mean, look at the state of New Jersey. I think as a state, New Jersey is the champion in terms of stories of corruption in the news year after year after year after year. But I don't know. You think it's just that it becomes a reputation that becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy, or do you think that Chicago, there's something about Chicago that makes it more prone to corruption?
I think it goes back to the days of maybe even before Al Capone. There's a culture in Chicago, and it may be tied to religion. It could be tied to ethnicity. Whatever it is, though, the city is rife with it, and it doesn't seem to have been able to shake it. And so there's this reputation about Chicago that is very much a part of the conversation. The corruption, the Nixon election was lost because Joe Kennedy corrupted Chicago politicians and got enough votes in Illinois to get his son elected to the presidency. He didn't win legitimately.
Yeah, I would hesitate to agree that it's tied to religion and ethnicity, because I think even then, like I said before, every religion and every ethnicity has its share of corruption. So sometimes these type of things are put together coincidentally, and then you try to make a point. I don't mean you, but I don't know. I tend to sometimes think the movies and media kind of make it appear that different places and different chapters of history are worse than others. I think you can find it everywhere.
Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, continuing to have the conversation with us here on The Countdown.
Remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything? Wish you could regain that feisty factor of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today?
This is Dr. Todd Karen from the American Academy of Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine. If you are feeling tired or less energetic with decreased motivation and drive, studies have shown that the major common cause is decreasing testosterone.
Try ProGene Daily Complex. No injections, no prescription needed. ProGene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone.
Testosterone levels decrease in men after the age of 20. It's a major cause of the aging process. The effects include lack of energy, decrease in muscle mass, increasing belly fat, and decreased sexual performance, all of which impact self-esteem, confidence, and most importantly, overall quality of life.
You can try ProGene absolutely free. Call 800-719-5597. 800-719-5597. Hurry, free samples are limited. 800-719-5597. 800-719-5597.
If the IRS claims you owe over $20,000 in back taxes, or if you have unfiled returns, listen up. Tax Resolution Services can help you negotiate a settlement of up to 85% off the original amount owed, including penalties and interest if you qualify. Think you can take on the IRS on your own? You're nuts. You'll get creamed. Let us help. We've offered real solutions to thousands and thousands of people. Just like Jeff and Valerie W., the IRS targeted them for $29,600. They couldn't pay it. They called Tax Resolution Services, negotiate a settlement for $300. We've been around for 13 years because we built a reputation for dealing honestly with our customers. Tax Resolution Services is the highest rated national tax resolution company by the Better Business Bureau. Call my office now, and I'll guarantee on the first call with our tax consultant, we'll tell you if we can help. Put your tax problems behind you now.
Call 800-383-1850. That's 800-383-1850. Again, 800-383-1850.
Our day starts very early at the USO. We support the troops at more than 130 centers in airports and other locations around the world. We have regularly scheduled deployments that come through, but things rarely run on schedule, so we have a lot of surprises. We have birthdays, we have family reunions, we even had a wedding here once. But whatever comes up, travel arrangements, emails back home, or just a place to relax for a while, we'll do our very best to see they get what they need. It's the least we can do, considering what they do for us. If you want to make a difference in the life of someone serving our country, if you really want to make a difference, the USO is how it's done. Help us help them. The USO depends on the generosity of the American people, people just like you. To find out how you can help, visit us at USO.org. The USO, until everyone comes home.
Michael Harrison, always good to have on the Talk Radio Countdown Show with a review of the top stories, the big topics of the week, and his spin. I don't want to talk like O'Reilly, who says he's in the no spin zone and his program is nothing but. I love that about him. Anyway, the television program Skins, and what that has created. I was wondering if you, Michael, might want to spend a moment talking about the way the media handles something like this, taking it and blowing it out of proportion, kind of like the Taco Bell suit, and the things that are made by, statements that are made by Rush Limbaughs of the world, Glenn Beck, whomever, there is this feeling that if not said, things will not be in people's minds, okay? I mean, that's an obvious thing. But Rush Limbaugh goes over the top. He makes the thing about the Chinese president, and that's picked up by the news media, and they make it bigger than life. And the Skins thing and the talk about it almost makes me think these people start these controversies from within in order to get more publicity, and they do nothing but gain. And look at, I mean, Skins, even though they've lost advertising, they got more viewers. Taco Bell, more people eating there this week than last week. And Rush Limbaugh keeps talking about stuff. In essence, what we have here is a more attention call to me or to the program, and therefore there is benefit coming out of the controversy.
Yeah, well, you know, you cover a broad topic there, and we live in an era where, you know, if they spell your name right, you're better off. There's no bad publicity, just publicity. I know the Rush Limbaugh situation with the Chinese president was certainly fascinating. He mentioned Sid Caesar used to do that all the time and was considered a genius for it, and now, you know, why can't he do it? Wow, I don't know if we have enough time to get into all of this.
No, we haven't. You know what? This would be something for us to think about and do in a future program, the age of intolerance that we live in and how people lose when they gain and gain when they lose, if you know what I mean. Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine, as usual, interesting realities in the world of talk radio, talk television, and the new media. Thank you, Michael.
From coast to coast, the Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods
and after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With zero debt in 90 days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
For near you.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Kind of fun here to be reviewing this. This is an item, whether you're here, there, or anywhere, you have to know about Taco Bell. And listening to this, the question about what's in there is a wonderful way to flavor an otherwise politically charged week. Here is Taco's Bob Connor speaking with attorney D. Miles, representing the plaintiff in this Taco Bell case that we're focused on.
As I understand it, Taco Bell's meat mix only contains 36% ground beef. Is that what you're using?
The test that we did shows that it contains actually about 35% of a solid after when you analyze the beef. And that has been portrayed in the news as that's the beef. Well, we believe that is the beef, the 35% solid. And, yes, that is what the analysis determined.
And what about the rest of the analysis? What's in there?
Well, that's listed in the lawsuit. There are some chemicals in there like wheat and soy and other wheat products. Those things are what we call extenders and binders. And what it is that they're taking the meat and, pumping up the volume on it so they get more value or more use out of a pound of meat than, you normally would.
Taco Bell disputes the claim, saying, "We deny our advertising is misleading in any way. We intend to vigorously defend the suit."
Yeah, I understand that. And, we have the facts. We filed these facts in federal court in a federal pleading. We're officers of the court. We checked our facts before we filed them, and I believe we're going to prevail in the lawsuit.
It's not unhealthy, is it? It's just misleading.
I didn't check the nutritional value of it. I'm going to leave that up to nutritional experts. But, yes, it is misleading. And that's all the lawsuit is about, is this, you're mislabeling the product.
I think this, from a pop culture standpoint, should get an awful lot of coverage. And we had a couple of clips in our news this morning having to do with people that saying that they don't care what's in it. They like it.
Yeah, I believe that some people, despite the fact that they may find out that it's not beef by definition, I don't think it matters to them.
No. Okay, here's Mike McConnell, radio host on this.
If people think that you can probably just pass a law, here's kind of like a corral. You know, we can kind of push people this way and push them back this way, kind of like rounding up cattle and put them into the chute. Everybody will come out the other end, morally right, physically fit, not overly religious, and sensible on the ways of the world. What's going to happen here is that no new restaurants will open. And maybe they don't need any more. I don't know. But you can't, I mean, they're not, it's, When I say no new ones will open, not only will the fast food restaurants not open, but likely the mom and pops are not going to open, and the salads are us are not going to open, and the bagels are us are not going to open, because they'll go out of business if they open there. It's just there's a percentage of people who think it's sort of like a wouldn't it be nice world, and it would be. But in the meantime, don't make other people go broke testing the waters to see. Okay, it would be nice if everybody was slim and trim. It would be nice if everybody had at least a 12th grade education. It would be nice if everybody was healthy. All of these things would be nice, but you can't just make them happen by limiting people's choices. The fast food restaurants are there because people like to eat at fast food restaurants. It's also kind of interesting that there are so many in a poor area. But when I was a kid, I mean, we pretty much never ate out, and the reason was we were told we couldn't afford it. Even though these places are not considered to be really expensive, you can still make food at home cheaper than you can eat out. I mean, when I was a kid, if somebody, if it was like a first communion, maybe you went to breakfast at Perkins after that. Other than that, we didn't go to restaurants because they were considered expensive. And if you go check out what a pound of ground beef costs and a few rolls, and compare what you can make 4 quarter-pound hamburgers for at home as opposed to going to McDonald's, you'd realize it actually is cheaper to make it at home.
All right, that's the point that I was making earlier on. Mike McConnell commenting on this decision to ban fast food restaurants in South L.A. It does cost a lot less, and the ingredients, if you want to spend $4, what you can buy and produce so much healthier for you than going out to these fast food restaurants, amazing, where people don't seem to know. 28 past the hour on the Talk Radio Review. If your goal is to lose weight in 2011, then look no further. Our resident doctor, Ken Kronhaus, recommends MetaFast, and so have over 20,000 doctors since 1980.
I recommend MetaFast to my patients because it's fast, safe, and satisfying. The MetaFast meals are scientifically formulated to keep you full and satisfied, and with over 70 meals to choose from, you will never feel hungry. Lose up to 20 pounds the first month. Some of my patients have lost up to 60 pounds.
Here's how to save $50. Log on right now to MetaFastKen.com. That's MetaFastKen.com. Or call 800-506-4115 and use the code Dr. Ken to save $50. Call right now. Results will vary. Consult your physician before beginning a weight loss program. Call or go online for a complete program and discount details. MetaFastKen.com or call 800-506-4115.
My heartburn was like a pilot light in my chest. I never knew when it would flare up. Until I found Zegrid OTC, the only 24-hour frequent heartburn treatment with two active ingredients, a prescription-strength acid blocker, plus an ingredient that protects the medicine from stomach acid. Just one Zegrid OTC capsule a day controlled my pilot light. So if yours keeps flaring up, try dual-ingredient Zegrid OTC.
Use as directed for 14 days to treat frequent heartburn. Look for an $8 coupon in this Sunday's paper.
The best.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one, because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com, one of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99, complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish M10 gas masks are $3 for $30, and Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Just joining our conversation here, we're talking about this fast food giant Taco Bell, which I think is part of a large, big operation. I think there's something else tied to it. Is it part of Yum Yum Brands? Someone may know the answer to that. 800-510-8255. And as I'm listening to all of this from the various people that have examined it on radio and television, that's what we do here. We analyze things based on input from the stations that we monitor, looking at the issues of the day, the events of the day, and what people are talking about, and certainly a lot of yak this week about fast food. So here's what I know from my years of being on the farm. Let me take you back to when I first learned about McDonald's, for example. As a kid growing up on the farm, I was exposed to a lot of things. The animals on the farm where I grew up were taken, as most other animals are, when they are at the end of their life, to a yard, a one-way. We used to call them the one-way yards, and I think they still are. Where you bring an animal in that can't be sold to be used for anything other than slaughter. So the animal goes in. A lot of you who are farmers know exactly what I'm talking about. You see all kinds of things mixed in there. And I remember once watching a man who was very actively buying horrible cows, cows that were near death. I remember the grossest thing I can ever remember was an old Holstein cow who could barely move and had holes all in her back with just creepy, horrible things crawling out of it. It's just gross. Anyway, the animal was bought by the buyer. There are buyers around the country for McDonald's or the fast food chains. Mostly McDonald's buys on its own, and they buy the cheapest animals they can buy, and they just, once they've killed them and cleaned them up, they just grind everything together. That's what you get when you go to a McDonald's or a Burger King. It used to be that the other fast food restaurants, Wendy's did not buy their beef like this. They actually paid attention to the quality of it. Taco Bell, this may or may not be as described. I have a feeling that somewhere between the sewers and the, I don't mean sewers, S-E-W-E-R-S, I mean those who are suing the firm, and what the president said about what the quality is, somewhere in the middle is the reality. There are lots of things that are put, fillers are put into everything. Look at your vitamins. If you take supplements, see what kind of fillers are put into that, depending on where it comes from. You see claims everywhere. You can look at a bottle of Minute Maid frozen juice. It says, help nourish your brain. Well, they have a very small content of omega-3s in it, but how much is in there? Not much. It's okay. Does it hurt? No, it doesn't hurt you. It doesn't hurt your brain. Maybe there's enough sugar in there, so that doesn't do you any good. It's all about advertising. It's all about claims. It's all about what you choose to believe. What Mike McConnell said a few minutes ago is probably the most important part of this discussion. You can buy for whatever it costs you to go to any fast food restaurant. How much do you spend if you go to a McDonald's for a Happy Meal? $5 or something? You can buy the same amount of, for the same money, you can buy much better quality food and fix it at home. It's true. There's no refutation to that. There is absolutely no refuting that you can buy food cheaper, better, healthier, and fix it at home. So maybe part of the discussion here is, why don't you do that? 800, are you just lazy? Oh, it's convenient. Well, what's more important, convenience or your health? That needs to be, I think, sort of part of this this business of obesity and our people haven't got a choice. They have to go to McDonald's. That's the biggest pile of manure. Of course people have a choice. You don't have to go find the stuff and cook it yourself, fix it yourself, even on a hot plate, for God's sakes. Here's radio host David Serrata. The big picture is what he's focused on.
Fast food is clearly a problem, but it is a symptom of a deeper problem. And that deeper problem is how our food economy works in general. We have a food economy right now where the government subsidizes some of the most unhealthy foods, thereby making those foods cheaper, thereby creating an economic incentive, at least a short-term economic incentive, for people to subsist on that kind of food. So when the government subsidizes cheap meat and subsidizes cheap corn, that helps fast food restaurants keep their prices down, regardless of the long-term implications for people's health. So my take on this is that if you're going to move to limit the number of fast food restaurants in a city, you have to make sure that you're providing the community with affordable, healthier options. The Denver Post wrote a long series of pieces on how Colorado is one of the states plagued by what's known as food deserts, that people, many people who live in rural areas and in some of the low-income urban areas don't have geographical access to supermarkets, basic supermarkets. And so fast food restaurants and convenience stores where some of the most unhealthy food is primarily available become the primary source of nutrition, or really lack of nutrition. So to me, the problem with a city using its power to limit the number of fast food restaurants within its city limits is that it needs to be coupled with a policy that incentivizes, if not directly subsidizes, institutions that can provide cheaper, better quality food. Now, I can hear the conservatives already saying, well, you know, we shouldn't regulate anything within the city limits, and obesity is a problem of individual choices, and when people make choices to go to fast food restaurants, they pay the health cost of that. And again, I keep going back to this idea of food deserts, that in an economy where people have less and less disposable income, and with a government that's subsidizing the most unhealthy food, these kinds of foods become often the only option. Now, I'm not fully absolving people from making bad food decisions. This is unfortunately, this is a mix of many problems. But the question here with Los Angeles, one of the biggest cities in the country, moving to use municipal power to limit the number of fast food restaurants in a community, this could become a major trend.
The more I listen to David Serrata, the less I think he has to say, but we take him on here from time to time as a supplement to what people are thinking, because he's thinking and saying what a lot of people may be thinking and saying. His analysis, though, is usually pretty poor. But again, I'm not here. I can say what I want to about some of these people, and you can too. It is foolish to say that poor people have no choice but to buy it. It is absurd. And more than that, it's insulting to people who are poor. I have no choice. I have to go to McDonald's. You have plenty of choices. Plenty of choices, and most of them are better for you than to go to Taco Bell or some of these other things. You're just lazy, and you've become focused on what the advertising world wants, or the promotional world wants you to think about. 800. Now, those of you who are offended by that, you go to Taco Bell. Hey, if you want to do that, this is all about choice. You have the choice. You have the information. There's lots of info around, plenty of it, on what's going on in your body after you spend a lot of time at a fast food restaurant. You know that. And so you don't, you know, at the end of your time, if you're 65 or 70 and you're obese and you've eaten all this stuff through your life and you'd like to get another 10, 15 years out of your life and you can't, you'll wonder to yourself, why did I not think more about myself? Why don't you think, this is really what it's about, thinking more about you. What do you deserve? What's good for you? 800-510-8255. All right, PETA, by the way, has issued a statement. PETA, the People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, says, quote, Taco Bell's refusal to use beef is commendable. Okay, so we're having fun with this, but there's some serious info here. And the government being involved, that's always, we always love the government getting involved in things like this, don't we? 800-510-8255, your comments up next here on The Countdown.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
Remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything? Wish you could regain that feisty factor of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today?
This is Dr. Todd Karen from the American Academy of Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine. If you are feeling tired or less energetic with decreased motivation and drive, studies have shown that the major common cause is decreasing testosterone.
Try Progene Daily Complex. No injections, no prescription needed. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone.
Testosterone levels decrease in men after the age of 20. It's a major cause of the aging process. The effects include lack of energy, decrease in muscle mass, increasing belly fat, and decreased sexual performance, all of which impact self-esteem, confidence, and most importantly, overall quality of life.
You can try Progene absolutely free. Call 800-719-5597. 800-719-5597. Hurry, free samples are limited. 800-719-5597. 800-719-5597.
If the IRS claims you owe over $20,000 in back taxes, or if you have unfiled returns, listen up. Tax Resolution Services can help you negotiate a settlement of up to 85% off the original amount owed, including penalties and interest if you qualify. Think you can take on the IRS on your own? You're nuts. You'll get creamed. Let us help. We've offered real solutions to thousands and thousands of people. Just like Jeff and Valerie W., the IRS targeted them for $29,600. They couldn't pay it. They called Tax Resolution Services, negotiated a settlement for $300. We've been around for 13 years because we built a reputation for dealing honestly with our customers. Tax Resolution Services is the highest rated national tax resolution company by the Better Business Bureau. Call my office now, and I'll guarantee on the first call with our tax consultant, we'll tell you if we can help. Put your tax problems behind you now.
Call 800-383-1850. That's 800-383-1850. Again, 800-383-1850.
Our day starts very early at the USO. We support the troops at more than 130 centers in airports and other locations around the world. We have regularly scheduled deployments that come through, but things rarely run on schedule, so we have a lot of surprises. We have birthdays, we have family reunions, we even had a wedding here once. But whatever comes up, travel arrangements, emails back home, or just a place to relax for a while, we'll do our very best to see they get what they need. It's the least we can do, considering what they do for us. If you want to make a difference in the life of someone serving our country, if you really want to make a difference, the USO is how it's done. Help us help them. The USO depends on the generosity of the American people, people just like you. To find out how you can help, visit us at USO.org. The USO, until everyone comes home.
The point in this program where many of this is what you live for, what you and other people are thinking about, the issues of the day. The issue here is the beef or lack of beef in America's fast food, namely Taco Bell. That's where this all has started, but it's certainly gone off several different directions, which is swell. Robert drives in Green Bay. What are you driving and what are you delivering, Robert?
I drive for a living, but I used to deliver meat to the McDonald's
plant where they took combos in. You know what combos are? They take and pick it up from, like, the meat plants and stuff. It's slaughtered cows after they went through the process and stuff like that.
Yeah, the stuff I was just describing a few minutes ago.
There's no sick cow that I've ever seen go in there. Most of the buyers that buy these sick cows work for rendering plants. Who's ever getting this information to somebody is absolutely absurdly wrong.
Well, I'm sorry, sir, but that I'm telling you the information from my firsthand experience of having been in a slaughterhouse and seen the buyer from McDonald's buy the cow. And so you may have one experience there, but that's the experience that I've had, and it's absolutely counter to what you're saying. Have you been in the slaughterhouse? Have you seen the buying in the...
I worked at a slaughterhouse here in Green Bay.
Okay, well, your experience is different than mine.
I've never seen a sick cow come through there.
That may be the case where you are, but I will tell you I've seen plenty of them go through the flame auction in Littleton, Massachusetts. Plenty of them.
And you didn't call any authorities to have them prosecuted for that?
There's nothing illegal about it. There was nothing at the time that I saw this happen that was illegal. The business, you know, this is the news media twisting and turning things. You've seen a lot of these things, the ABC News, about how the cows were mistreated at the farm in New York State. You've seen the stories about what goes through. That the story is one thing. The fact is something else. The facts are that this goes back to the whole discussion of food safety and what the FDA is doing and what it's not doing and what government does and doesn't do. There are a lot of people who have made a lot of noise. PETA is one of them. And it's good that we are aware of this sort of thing, but that doesn't mean that what we're talking about has been stopped.
Yeah, but you're also talking about if we're working and looking at PETA, well, nobody will ever eat meat or steak or fish. So there you go. What kind of people are you talking about there who are just altering
elite telling you that
everything?
There's more than one side to this story. I hear what you're saying, and in your area, if that's the case, that's great. But there are different points of view and different realities in different parts of the country. Thank you for pointing out your experience, though. Mark, let's move from Green Bay to Chicago with his belief on this.
I guess my question or my problem is semantics. You know, anytime we make a law or try to do something to assist people, which hopefully is the lawmaking process, we are imposing our morality on others. We are engaging in social engineering every single time we make a law. So just to call it social engineering or imposing one's morality is basically to say nothing in and of itself. However, obviously, you know, I think most people would think these people out in Los Angeles, for example, are going too far. But I think when we start engaging in the propagandizing of all of this, we start shutting off legitimate ideas. I think most people would think this has gone a little bit too far. I agree with you. But, you know, when we start putting it in a propaganda-type manner of saying, well, it's social engineering, and we all start to sound like Rush Limbaugh or, oh, we're imposing someone's morality. Limiting the choices is good sometimes. For example, when we limit the choice of a 16-year-old to drop out from school. But sometimes we have to limit people's choices. And just to say we're limiting people's choices is not responsive to the issue before us. You know, I guess where do we draw the line on limiting people's choices on stuff that hurts them, you know, for example? I mean, there's the argument that prostitution or certain drugs don't really harm people. Others beg to differ.
Yep, 800-510-8255. It's a matter of choice, a matter of experience, a matter of knowledge, and experience counts a lot, I think, in this circumstance. Phyllis, you're in Connecticut. What do you say about all of this?
Good morning. Go to a grocery store, go to the produce department, and see how much the produce and fruits are. I don't do the fast foods because I can't afford them, and I have to limit myself with the fresh fruits and vegetables because I can't afford them. I mean, I can go in there and buy a few oranges and a few bananas, and I'm a widow, so it's like I'm not buying a whole lot, and I'm over $10. It's crazy. You just don't hear that. Well, they tell you it's healthier. You got to eat all, and I agree with them. I would love to. I'd love to eat more of it than I do. I have to limit all my spending as far as groceries, but, I mean, that's part of the problem is the cost. As soon as they started saying how much better for you with the fruits and vegetables, don't tell me about the rains and the thing. A lot of this stuff went up because they knew they were going to sell more. I watch what I eat and everything, but just going in there, I mean, you kind of cringe.
You really can. I'm not here to be moralistic, but you absolutely can buy and eat better. Go to the store, buy things, and cook it yourself, prepare it yourself. Take the time. It's worth the investment, right? It's like you're paying yourself for what you save, and how much better off you'll be with good food.
New year, new way to smoke, and it's totally wicked.
Introducing Totally Wicked e-liquid electronic cigarettes, the highest quality e-cigarettes in the world. With Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes, there's no flame, no secondhand smoke, no carbon monoxide, no tar, no unsightly brown teeth or fingers, and no lingering smell. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes have a battery charge that lasts up to 8 hours. Plus, with a Totally Wicked Tornado model, the average pack-a-day smoker is likely to save over $1,000 a year. The Totally Wicked Tornado provides a storm of vapor. See it at totallywicked-eliquid.com. That's totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. Get a 15% discount with promo code GCNLIVE. Go to totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. That's 888-761-9425. Or online at totallywicked-eliquid.com. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes, the next generation of alternative smoking.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman, the attorney that we call upon for inside knowledge or interpretive knowledge, when it comes to the things that are on the talkers' charts, there are always a couple of them, maybe sometimes three, that apply to what's going on in the world of the law. So looking at the law and the State of the Union this week, Steve, a mother, this became part of the discussion, one of the main things the president was able to focus on was the state of education in the State of the Union. Lots of yammering back and forth. But one of the sidebar stories that we were all talking about was this mother who moved from one district to another. Actually, she didn't move. She lied about where she lived and got her child into a better school and then got caught. And the subsequent one day in jail, or she was supposed to go for 10 and she got one, and fines and that kind of stuff. This is something, the way the story was presented by the boobs in the news media, you'd think this had never happened before. This goes on in every state, pretty much every jurisdiction. For heaven's sakes, in El Paso, Texas, where I was this past week, we were laughing about the cars. We saw some cars. The studio I was in was across the street from a school. You see the cars that are licensed to Juarez, Mexico. They come across, they bring their children to the schools in El Paso to go to school. So the fact that a big deal was made out of this mother and her trying to find a better school for her children, there are a couple of issues here. I don't know about the legal issue of fixing schools, because we ought to have every – I mean, maybe that's the question here. Let me just start with this legally. Aren't we entitled as taxpayers to equal opportunity, and isn't it illegal to have one school in one city be better than another?
Yeah, I mean, actually, this is one of the things that goes back to even when we had Brown versus Board of Education saying separate was not equal. Separate is inherently unequal as far as the races, but the issue was also one of what kind of money was put into the various schools and the right of children to have a good education. And you're right. I mean, I hate to say how many years ago it was when I was in high school in Newton, Massachusetts, and there were people that were doing this, moving kids around. First of all, the schools are somewhat aware of it, but the issue to me is less that woman who's trying to get a better education for her child, and more, why aren't the schools everywhere in the individual states up to the level that people would want to see?
Is there a class action lawsuit here, public versus Board of Education from Nashua, New Hampshire, or something like that?
Yeah, I think there really is, because there is a requirement in the state to provide the same level of education to all students, and that is something the state is supposed to provide. And the fact that you may have some cities that don't for whatever reasons, I do think that you could have a legitimate class action. The thing is, we should recognize we all want the same thing. We want a good education. So let's deal with that rather than someone who is trying to work a system that isn't fixing itself.
All right, next up, a legal situation for Taco Bell that turns out to be a wonderful promotion for them. You almost wonder if they didn't start this themselves, because who was talking about Taco Bell before this suit and the ingredients? Remember that song by The Main Ingredient? When I think about that,
yeah.
The folks in the on one side say 33% of what you get at a Taco Bell hamburger is really hamburger. Taco Bell says, no, it's 88%. And I say, what difference does it make? But there's no money being requested, which is an odd thing. So why bother to file this suit unless somebody's got something going on that is going to help Taco Bell? This does nothing but help Taco Bell, does it?
Oh, I think so. You know, it's just more publicity. You know, there was a big case against McDonald's for not saying what they had in the fat in which they fried their French fries. It's a matter of customers being able to know what's in there. It's a matter of people who may have allergies. It's a matter of disclosure of the quality of the food. I do think it's, much ado about nothing.
I have an allergy to bad food. Maybe I should stay away. Like, I have an allergy to bad television. This Skins program that's on MTV. Again, you hear this foolishness from people. We're going to sue. What are you going to sue for? Turn the damn television off.
Yeah, you know, particularly because the fact is this is MTV. You know, the Supreme Court is going to rehear the FCC's indecency regulations and probably is going to throw them out. And one of the bases for throwing this out is these days with cable TV, it's a matter of your choice and you're paying for it. So if you don't want to watch MTV, there's, like you said, an easy solution. Turn it off.
There it is. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, keeping you from doing anything but turning off. Lots of great info as we look at the legal side of some of the big talkers' topics this week on The Countdown.